BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Mary, I'm 17, and I'm from Wellington City. You might not know this, but I once completely flattened Jedward. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, Mary.
Hi.
I need to know more, please. Why, how, where did you jump on top of Jedward? Take me back to the very start.
Okay, so Jedward posted on their Twitter that they needed extras for their music video, Bad Behaviour, which is a great song.
Oh.
So I obviously wanted to be in it because I wanted to be on TV.
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah. It's my lipstick, is it?
I'm going to try find it. Hang on.
It's no lipstick.
So I went along to this house. They were having like a house party theme because Jedward's parents had left them to go on holiday.
Home Alone style.
Home Alone style, you know. Oh,
hang on, I found
teenager.
It.
Oh, no, you are going to behave yourselves.
Yes, Mom. They're gone. Let's go party.
My bad behavior, my bad behavior. Told you I was trouble with my bad behavior. My bad behavior, my bad behavior. Told you I was trouble with my
It sounds pretty good, that one.
It looks like a Jedward classic.
Classic. Don't know how many songs they have to have a classic.
So they're home alone, their parents have gone away?
Yeah, I presume so. They didn't really give much information on the video.
And then what?
There was a group of us chosen for the bedroom scene. It's not as, like, weird as it sounds.
Okay.
And so there's, like, probably, like, 20 of us just jumping on this bed, and the director points me out and he says, oh, I like your pyjamas, I like your pyjamas. I was like, oh, thank you. And he was like, jump on them, jump on Jedward. And they were lying on the floor. And so I just kind of jumped, but I didn't really anticipate that I was just kind of going to belly flop on top of them.
Oh. Did you hurt them?
It hurt me. I don't know if it hurt them.
Oh, you were hurt.
It hurt my chest. Yeah, I just kind of landed on top.
Was it like in wrestling?
Wrestling, yes. Yeah, just like in wrestling. And Jedward don't have much fat on them, so...
Slam!
Yeah. And then the director was just shouting, more, more, give me more. So I just was, like, kind of rolling around on the floor with Jedward.
And afterwards, did they say to you, hey, Mary, like, they're totally cool, you're like, totally cool, they're totally cool.
They were like, you're our favourite in the video, you're so cool, you're so cool, we want a picture with you. So I had pictures with them, and then they gave me a piggyback around the house.
Yeah, they always do.
What? Why?
Don't even know why, but everyone else got pretty jealous.
Well, so all the other extras were getting jealous of you because you were the chosen one.
Yeah, I was the chosen one. And also, they were all massive Jedward fans. I wasn't anticipating it. They kind of looked down on me because I wasn't a big fan.
Oh, right, so you're not a massive Jedward fan?
No, I'm a fan.
I mean, everyone's a fan, aren't they? But just, like, it goes in varying degrees.
Yeah, I'm not a super fan. Like, I don't know their birthdays. But everyone else seemed to know, like, the date when they first started walking and stuff like that. I was like, sorry. Yeah.
Okay, I'm at the bedroom scene. Yeah. Which one are you?
I'm in the blue top and I've got the short dark hair.
Right, hang on. Mm.
So this is the music video to Jedward's Bad Behaviour.
YouTube it, guys.
We are.
Okay, yes, I think I found you.
Whereabouts?
Yes, I think I found you. Right. You'll know. If you freeze frame at 3 minutes 42 in, is that you?
That is me.
Yes, we've got that.
It's so bad. It looks like I can't dance anything.
Where's the bit where you jump on Jedward then?
That got cut from the video.
Oh! After all that!
I know, it's such a shame.
You are in it for less than half a second.
Yeah, but throughout the whole video, you kind of see me again in the background. I'd probably say adds up to about a second and a half.
Yeah.
That's worth it, right?
And how many hours were you there?
Probably about 6 or 7 hours.
Okay. Well worth it.
Maybe more. No, but you're in the presence of minor celebrities for a whole day.
Damn right. Have you kept in touch with Jedward?
Well, I keep in touch with them. They don't really make the same effort back.
All right, so you just
tweet them, like, about once a month.
Right, so you just tweet them, they don't tweet back?
but
you are in touch, I suppose.
You are, in a way.
One way.
If you can get them, Scott, to follow me, I'd be really happy. Just tell them I jumped on them about a year and a half ago, and I'm pretty sure they'll remember me.
Shall I tweet them now?
Yeah, do it
please.
Now.
Okay, I'll do this now, okay?
Okay, can I quickly do a shout-out?
Go on, then.
It's my two best friends' birthday today, Chloe and Lydia, so happy 18th to both of them.
Both 18?
Yeah.
Are you going to have a party like the one in the Jeopardy video?
Maybe. I might get rid of the parents and have a massive house party.
Let's party, guys!
Let's party, you're so cool!
Make sure there's no bad behaviour.
Yes.
I will make sure of that. Absolutely no bad behaviour.
Right, good to speak to you.
Thanks, good to speak to you too.
Have a nice night tonight. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. High five. Cool. Go on, pigs.
She's doing them all. What else she got?
More. Oh, nudie pen.
That's our catchphrase. Nudie pen.
Okay, I'm done, I'm done.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was at Old Trafford Cricket Ground last night in Manchester, playing a DJ set for some young solicitors. They're all very nice.
How does that differ from, say, the Young Farmers?
They generally don't flick beer on you, which they always do at Young Farmers gigs. And all Young Farmers gigs, they ask for the Wurzels Combine Harvester. You don't get that with the solicitors so much.
Is there like a solicitors anthem?
Not really, no. They enjoyed Carly Rae Jepsen. That's the song that the solicitors are mostly liking at the moment. But they're all kind of trainee solicitors. I need to be careful what I say here, because they're probably going to sue my ass.
Well, yeah.
But some of the women were really... I just found them a bit intimidating.
What?
Just, you know, like solicitors can be. You know, pair like really powerful ladies dressed in power suits. There was a lot of that going on. There was one lady that came up to me, and she's probably about, I don't know, 22, 23, in a power suit, and went, look me straight in the eye. Scott, hi, Victoria. Firm handshake. I was like, oh yeah, you're going to be a solicitor, aren't you?
Yeah.
You really are. You're in training to be a lawyer. So she goes, Scott, hi, Victoria, handshake. I'm like, what is that? Got any basement jacks?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, it's a bit of a tradition on this show that every August we spend a week at the Edinburgh Festival. We've been doing this since 2009. The first year, we put on our own musical. Ridiculous. Called Scott Mills the Musical. That was great. Not just because it was about me. I mean, it was a good show.
That was a good thing, though, right?
The second year, we each did a one-man show ourselves, which was the single most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life. And then last year, we put on a week of cabaret shows showcasing the best and weirdest things that you can see at the Edinburgh Festival. If you've never been there, it is amazing. It completely takes over the city. There's everyone putting on shows. Every place becomes a venue, from like the biggest concert hall to the smallest little living room almost, like, you know, like back rooms of pubs. They've all got shows on. And you see some of the most famous people ever doing shows, and people you've never heard of in your life. And some are brilliant, and some of them are awful. But that's the great thing about Edinburgh. There's no quality control, and it just takes over the whole city for a month. It's good vibes. Everyone is in a really good mood. It's hard to describe, but it's when you're there, it's like a big kind of holiday atmosphere. And you can go here and there and everywhere and see shows. It's
I think
brilliant.
For me last year, I didn't know what it was all about properly, really. And I didn't, if I'm honest, I didn't really think it'd be my thing.
Yeah.
But then last year, it was just incredible. The whole thing was, it was just such a laugh.
Yeah, it is. And my favourite thing we do of the year. So, if you want to go to the Edinburgh Festival this year, I suggest that you go the week beginning the 13th of August, because that is when we are there doing our show for a week. And in the evenings, the Fun and Filth Cabaret will return for year two. This time, with more filth. Hopefully. That was the major complaint from last year. That was the feedback.
Is that the feedback?
Yeah, more filth, please. It was a lot of fun. More filth. So, we will be requesting your help again to create the show. I'll tell you how you can get involved with that next week if you want to help be part of creating this cabaret at the Edinburgh Festival. I will need your help. And we'll be putting on the best and the weirdest and the most incredible acts in that week of the 13th of August. And we'll bring some stars with us as well. And if you're in Edinburgh, there will be a chance for a few of you to come along. Now, to get you in the mood, I've got some of the best bits here from our shows at the Fun and Filth Cabaret this time last year. It's Radio 1, Fun and Filth.
So this is the Radio 1 Fun and Filth Cabaret. Edinburgh, are you ready for some fun?
Yeah.
Are you ready for some filth?
Yeah.
I know she is. Look. Yeah.
Any acts that you would like to see, anything at all, whether it's music, whether it's comedy, whether it's dance, whether it's...
Scott does burlesque.
I think you should get on the Axis of Awesome, because
yes,
they are totally awesome.
The Axis of Awesome!
Wow, 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 wow. Oh, baby, I wrote you a love song. It wasn't hard and it really didn't take long. A totally generic love song.
That duo Frisky and Manish.
Yes, where did you hear about them? Have you seen them before?
Heard them on your show not so long ago.
Frisky and Manish!
Yeah. This is dedicated to my...
I'm on the top of the world again.
Such a feeling's coming over me, yeah. There is wonder in everything I see, yeah.
Russell Cade, hi.
Hello, how you doing? Good afternoon.
So, Russell, tonight you're going to be on the Fun and Filth Cabaret.
Yes,
can you set up a little hashtag for us? Because we need people's stories, which you can then recite on air later.
Yeah, I've got a good one. Totes in a probes.
That's a good one.
Totes in a probes. So something inappropriate happens, you go, oh my God, they said totes in a probes.
That's what we want your story is about today. And if your story is good enough, then Russell will perform it later on the Fun and Filth Cabaret. So it's hashtag, how do you spell that? Totes in a probes.
Make some noise for Russell Cade.
Send out on Twitter your most totes in a probes things that's happened to you. And you've like totes responded. Old ladies eating a hot dog in a rather seductive manner. Totes in a probes. Right, that's from Adam Hayes on Twitter.
Where is Alex tonight? Is it Alex Rata? I saw you on Twitter earlier. Why would you bring your mum to the Fun and Filth Cabaret?
Oh, no.
Seriously. What were you thinking?
Where is he? Up here.
There he is.
Oh,
she loves
no.
it. She hasn't seen it yet.
This is going to be like the awful thing when you watch a nice animal programme and then they start doing it and you're like, cup of tea? Like, it's going to be like that.
This lot are... The Midnight Beast.
The wonderful Daniel Sloss is here.
Lily Coy Chaos.
Make some noise for Gay and Alan and Greg James.
Oh, yes.
Please welcome Camille O'Sullivan.
Kiki Kaboom.
Who is this?
This is The Half.
Yes to The Half.
Yes.
I'm just trying to figure out what I'm doing on the show. Are we singing a duet?
That's a brilliant idea.
I would like us to do a song together, yes.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are.
This is the most popular suggestion by far from you lot at the moment.
How can we be wrong?
Thing is, it all depends on the song. Let me know what it should be.
For our first act tonight on the Fun and Filth Cabaret, I need everybody at home to send a tweet with the hashtag Fun and Filth. And I just need you to send me random words. Just one random word. It can be as ridiculous as you want. Please welcome a band of man.
Scott, you're going to shout out the random words. Yeah. We're going to take the random words. But first of all, we're going to go into the room. Sir, what's the first word you'd like in this freestyle?
Prawn.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's first word is prawn. Ladies and gentlemen of the Edinburgh Festival, are you ready for a freestyle?
Yeah!
Yeah! Okay, right now, you know I'm going in. This is my team. I love prawn sandwiches like my name is Roy Keane. That's how we do this, deft and incredible. This, I believe, is the Edinburgh Festival.
Bag.
See?
Bag.
That's right, man, I'm rad. You know I came to Edinburgh, I did pack a bag. Yep, you know, I spared my thoughts. Packed it up with some clothes and a bag made for sports.
Intergalactic.
That's right, you know, it's drastic. Went to Edinburgh, which feels intergalactic. Don't you know, inside this darkness, if you see the room, it's a little bit Star Trek.
Elephant.
And you know I'm not irrelevant. Ever since I swapped my memory with an elephant. Now you know, crowd, do tell me if my nose does grow. Am I a little bit Nelly? Yep, off the top, I totally flow. Might be Nelly or a Pinocchio.
Sausage.
Don't you know, crowd, I'm holding you hostage. Late night in Edinburgh, who wants a batter sausage? You know it's hard. Mix a battered sausage with a battered Mars.
Perm.
You know, certainly. Don't you know, Greg, you've never heard of me. But into your mind, I soon will worm. You can't see my hair, but it actually is a perm. That's right, you know, delightfully I'm crazy. Hi, my name is Rob, and I come from 1980.
Dappy.
That's right, to these rap beats. Crowd, make some noise. It's your boy, Dappy.
Oh.
Hi, Scott and Grimmy, this is Dappy.
Dappy, who thinks it's going to be a carvery.
This is Deppy, and I can confirm that I'll be taking part in Radio 1's Fun and Filth Carburetor.
James has done a special song using only these gossip magazine headlines. Now, every single one of these headlines that you hear is entirely real. We have not made these up. So please welcome, to do this special song at the Fun and Filth Cabaret, Shlomo and James Morrison.
I was blinded by a sausage. A haunted house turned my love gay.
A lot of people on Twitter right now are saying that they really need a wee, but they can't move away from the television. Rhea and Charlie both desperately need the toilet, but they can't move away from the TV or the laptop. You have 35 minutes left of holding it in, and then you can wee all night long if you want. Yasmin has been on as well, saying, never thought I'd see James Morrison sing I Was Blinded by a Sausage.
That was
welcome.
Because I found a willing in my bag of sweets. I breastfeed my dog to stop her barking. I snogged a H1, and there's a poltergeist in my pants.
We're thinking maybe some of you would like to perform. Ever fancy playing at the Edinburgh Festival?
Now it's time to talk to one of our listeners who is at home and wants to be on the Fun of Filth Cabaret. So they're performing Edinburgh, but from the comfort of their own home. We should be able to talk now to Harriet.
Hi, Harriet.
And there she is.
Hello.
Hi, Harriet.
Hi. Hi, Harriet.
Now, are you in your living room?
Yes, I'm in my living room, yeah.
Okay, well, you're now performing at the Edinburgh Festival. Where is your living room in the UK, please?
The Wirral near Liverpool.
Welcome, Legato Chocolat. Here is Piff the Magic Dragon. Shumble, the boy with tape on his face. Josh Whittaker, Nick Helm.
Hopefully this one won't be hammering a spoon into their face. Make some noise, Edinburgh, for the wonderful Angelos Epiphanes.
Scott Mills, you have been a radio DJ with Radio 1 for as long as I can remember. Is that because you can't get on the telly?
This is from Hannah on Twitter, right? This was my dad's talk to my ex-boyfriend. Think of it like I'm lending you my car. If it gets scratched or banged, I'll break your legs. Totes and approves. Thank you very much.
All I could think about when he was talking about any of that was the man who brought his mum.
I know.
I just thought...
Oh, that's awkward, see?
This is awkward time.
Alex, is your mum enjoying it? No.
No.
Okay.
Wow.
And Big Daffy,
she don't need X Factor.
Please welcome to the stage Mr. Scott Mills and our guest host for this evening, Mr. David Hasselhoff.
Space, the facts about me and you, a love unspecified. Though I'm proud to call you Chocolate Bear, the crowd will always talk and stare.
I feel exactly those feelings too, and that's why I keep them inside. 'Cause this bear can't bear the world's disdain, and sometimes it's easier to hide than to explain. I've got love.
What a duet.
All it is.
Oh, it just reminds me how much fun we had last year.
There's nothing gay about it in our eyes.
So, this year, once again, it's me and Grimmy hosting. We'll bring some top stars with us, and we will have the weirdest and most wonderful acts from the Edinburgh Festival. And you, of course, week beginning 13th of August, put it in your diary for year two of the Fun and Filth Cabaret. It's going to be great.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So a lot of people are putting the week of the 13th of August in their diary. Just put go to Edinburgh.
Should we do this now?
Yeah, well, okay.
Like, we can put it
set
in
a reminder
phone.
On your phone. That's the week that we're going to be at the Edinburgh Festival. You'll hear it all on Radio 1, obviously, and you'll be able to watch it as well.
Do I do it for the 13th? That's a Monday, right? So do I do it...
But don't put go to Edinburgh on the 13th, because you might be in a bit of a rush. So do it before, I would say.
I'll do it the week before.
And also on the day as well. But I do have a hunch, Chris, that we'll be reminding you and all the listeners quite a lot beforehand that we're going to be in Edinburgh on that week. So I wouldn't worry too much.
We're sitting anyway.
Oh, yeah. So everyone set it in their phone. If you can make it, it'd be great to see you. I'll be there hosting with Nick Grimshaw. Becky and Chris will be there. And some excellent artists from the world of music, which we are busily booking at the moment. And also, the king of cabaret, Des O'Connor, who we call on every year, who has just got a dress book this long with weird people, has given us a massive list of some of the strangest, most bonkers acts that you could ever see, and asking if we want to put them on. Now, there is an amazing burlesque act. I can't tell you on the radio what happens to her halfway through a performance. But if we put that on, no, I can't. It would certainly shock.
Do we get a clue?
No, I can't say. But it's a great idea. Hang on, I'll tell you off air.
Oh!
Yeah.
No.
Halfway through the performance.
Is that allowed?
I don't think so. But it'll be brilliant. Fun and filth. You right there, Chris?
Oh,
see, you've never seen anything like that before, have you?
Something else.
I know. Gross. Also, we need to get Becky on this because she's Queen of Health and Safety. Are we allowed to have knife throwers?
She's not going to allow half of this.
No, no, not that. I mean knife throwers. Are we allowed to throw knives? I don't know. Anyway, August 13th, put it in your diary, please. Fun and Filth Cabaret, year two.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's here, hi.
Hello.
You all right?
Yes.
Just announced that we're going to Edinburgh again.
Amazing.
Year two of Fun and Filth. I cannot wait.
I said amazing then, like I didn't already know. Obviously, I did know beforehand. Yeah. You haven't just told
you
me
You may
then.
Need to health and safety a few things as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there's a few acts that we're not sure will get past you. So, the King of Cabaret, Des O'Connor's been on.
Yes, there was one that doesn't speak to me about last night, and my mouth actually dropped.
Can you tell Becky what you told me?
Was that the burlesque dancer one?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think we'll all agree that would shock people.
Yeah. There are some simple precautions she can take. I can talk her through it if she wants, but I really don't think that should be allowed to happen on stage.
Not halfway through the performance.
I didn't know that could happen.
Oh, well, it can, but it should be pre-planned.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on.
In every show.
And here is Dear Scott. It's the posh Radio 4 lady, supposed to be on yesterday, but her internet went wrong in her chateau.
Oh.
I know. Happens to the best of us. So here she is reading out the stuff that you've been saying to us this week. Have you sent me an email? It might about to be on.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and PR4L. I have sent several texts that have been ignored. I intend to go to Edinburgh for the festival and would like to coincide my visit with yours. So what dates are you in Edinburgh, please? Love you, bye. Richard, off of Reading.
OK, Richard, well, we're going to be there on the 13th of August and we're doing a week of shows, as I just said, for the Fun and Filth Cabaret. So hopefully that's the week that you'll be there too. But you can watch it. It'll be on the Radio 1 website and on the BBC Red Button. And you'll be able to hear it all on Radio 1 and all the build-up as well. It's going to be good. Next.
Dear Scott and friends, I recently made a bit of a mistake and thought recounting such an incident could help ward off other mistaken individuals. A friend recently said to me they wanted a Misha Barton handbag for their birthday. With all the best intentions, I spent a considerable amount of money on purchasing a collector's handbag off of eBay, embroidered with Misha Barton's face from back in the day when she was a superstar.
Are you serious?
Oh, no.
Who is this? Misha B?
No.
Is that Misha Barton?
Who's that?
Actress.
You're not up with your actresses at all, are you?
Who's Misha B?
She's
playing in Innuendo Bingo next week.
Yeah.
Pop star, X Factor last year.
I've been off for a while.
Misha Barton, what's she in?
Yeah.
What is she in?
She was in Thingy What's It.
What?
That doesn't help you, does it? The OC.
Oh, she's been in more than that, though. Anyway,
it's not
nice
Misha
handbag.
Anyway.
Nice handbag.
It turns out that, in fact, Misha Barton now manufactures handbags. And it was one of these that were desired by the friend, not, in fact, a handbag with her face on it from 2003.
So she just got like a fashion range, and that they wanted one of those handbags, but no, they went for the handbag with Misha Barton's actual face on. I really like that.
The friend was unimpressed, and I couldn't send the bag back. So my advice is, learn about handbags before you buy them. They can be deliberately misleading. Also, if anyone would like a Misha Barton face bag, I have one up for offers. Thank you for heeding my warning. Jeremy, Warrington.
That's almost up there with that person that I know that makes the Jeremy Kyle cushions.
I was going to say, can you get anyone's face embroidered on a bag?
I think, you know, if you're prepared to pay, I think pretty much, yeah. Why not?
I think I've got your both of your Christmas presents now. Sorted. Got a good idea.
Whose face
are we having?
I'll leave it to Christmas.
He's so proud of himself.
I'll leave it to Christmas.
Right.
I don't want a bag with your face on.
No, and we're not having nudie bags either.
No.
Oh.
Can you imagine that? The nudie plate causes me enough problems when people come round for dinner.
Oh, yeah, that was a present for us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, I got you all one, didn't I?
I got a nudie plate. Have you sent out those nudie pens yet, by the way?
Yes, we're sending them out. Yeah.
Have you sent any out?
Yes, we've sent loads out, okay, actually. No replies yet.
All right, well, we'll keep hoping that the celebrities will reply. This is a good one. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS, and the PR4L.
Hi.
At a wedding some time ago, I had the good fortune to be put in the table plan next to Amy Gladwell off of Your News, who was lovely, and a friend of the groom, who is now married to my friend Rosie from school.
So that's Amy Gladwell that sometimes reads the news here on Radio 1 on Newsbeat, and they were at a wedding with her. Read on.
I think Amy was a bit surprised by just how much I listen to Scott and Chris Moyles on Radio 1, but then I commute to work by car and do lots of DIY at weekends, so that's at least 2 hours daily, plus podcasts to keep me sane while drilling, screwing, banging, and generally making a mess up in the loft.
That's one. Three.
At the wedding, where Amy Gladwell off of the news was, Amy had all sorts of wonderful and intriguing Radio 1 gossip to share.
Oh my God.
None of which I could possibly go into right now without upsetting Aled off of the Chris Moyle Show and David Garrido. May he rest in peace.
He's not dead, David Garrido. He just used to read The Sport. He left and went to Sky.
This is amazing.
Oh, this is good.
I asked Amy if, in real life, Becky was hot, because on air she certainly sounds like she is. Amy confirmed that she is indeed quite hot.
Heavens for that.
So my point is this. Please don't shatter my image of Becky's true hotness by talking so much about Matt Lucas and balding.
Yeah.
Scott still looks like Ellen DeGeneres, though. Winking smiley. Love you, bye. Keep up the good work. Simon, off of Surrey.
Simon, was there any real need for the Ellen DeGeneres thing at the end? Thanks for reminding me. I really want to know what the gossip was about Aled from Amy Gladwell.
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
I can imagine the David Garrido, but I don't know anything about Aled.
I think we all know what the David Garrido will be. Next.
Hi, Scott. I know it's a long shot, but I really hope you can help me. On the Radio 1 Christmas show 2007... Edith Bowman and you were hosting, and Katie Tunstall sang a song to me down the phone.
I vaguely remember it, I think.
In this song, she proposed to me on behalf of my boyfriend Adrian. We finally set a date for March next year and would love to be able to walk down the aisle to this.
Oh, yes, I remember.
That is the world's longest engagement.
Five years. I remember now.
Our recording of this has been crushed when we recently moved house, so we've got nothing to play at our wedding. How would I get hold of another copy?
Well.
The song went...
Yes, I've got the song here. I found it from the vaults. These are the words to the song.
Charlotte dear, we're going to change your life. Adrian was wondering if you'd like to be his wife. Charlotte dear, you're going to have to decide... You've approximately 15 seconds before you're going to have to decide.
There we are. That was the words.
I can't wait to hear from you. Thanks, Charlotte.
Well, another Chris who works on the show. Hi.
Hi.
He's very hardworking. And he has found... He's gone all the way back through the cassettes to 2007, where me and Edith hosted a show from the BBC Maida Vale Studios at Christmas...
Oh,
five long years ago. This was a show that was 5 hours long. God knows why. I don't know why.
It was a classic. I remember working on that.
5 hours. But here it is, Katie Tunstall proposing to you.
Adrian wanted to come up with an amazing way to send you a little Christmas telegram, a Christmas singing telegram. Are you ready, Charlotte?
I'm ready.
Come on, then.
Let's
Are
do
you
it.
Listening? You got to listen to the words, though.
I'm listening.
Charlotte, dear, we're going to change your life. Adrian was wondering if you'd like to be his wife. Oh, Charlotte, dear, it's going to be a ride. You've approximately 15 seconds until you're going to have to decide. Charlotte, what's the answer?
So she answered yes in 15 seconds, but then it took 5 years. But Charlotte is now getting married. And no worries, we will send you the song so you can play it at your wedding. I hope that helps. And well done, Chris, for finding that. God knows what else you could find if you looked hard enough.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Carly from Preston's been on saying, Scott, do you think that Chris, the other one, who's a very hard worker, could find the clip of me playing the recorder live on the Chris Evans Breakfast Show on the 25th of July, 1995. Sure, yeah, we'll get him on it. Right, I think that needs to stop now. He's got, like, other work to do. Right, so we announced earlier that we're coming back to Edinburgh. We're going to do the Fun and Filth Cabaret again. Becky, are you in charge of, as well as health and safety, are you kind of guest booker this year?
Yes.
Excellent. Got any good ones?
Yeah, there are some good ones, yeah. I'm not going to announce any. Ooh. What, am I meant to announce them now?
No, don't. August 13th, we're going to be there. Hello, Spencer and Melanie, who handily are in Edinburgh on holiday that week. We'll tell you how to try and get some tickets nearer the time. And also next week, we'll tell you how you can get involved in creating the show. We want as much input from our listeners as possible. And you always step up on this, so thank you very much. And next week we'll tell you exactly how you can be part of the Fun and Filth Cabaret.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, it appears I've offended members of the team today just by my attire.
No, you're wearing a black zip-up hoodie, and yep. It was quite a low zip at the time. And I said to you, you do have something on underneath that, don't you? And you said no.
Is that a crime?
No, but now it's making me and Chris feel a bit awkward that it could accidentally, like, slip down or...
Well, it's not going to, is it? Admittedly, if you did pull the zip down, then you would see everything.
And that's my other issue, because, you know, like, those big red buttons that say, do not press?
Well, no, you're not going to...
Now you've got that zip there, and I know that if I just pull it down really quickly, I'll see everything.
Apparently, it's very offensive that I haven't worn a T-shirt underneath, but I was in Manchester till late last night. I just chucked this on. I had a shower, obviously, chucked this on, and I didn't realise that I should have worn a T-shirt underneath. I'm sorry, guys.
I just think it's weird. I think it's like, you know, when mascots, you see mascots and that, and I always think, like, what if they're not wearing any clothes under there? That's weird as well. Like, similar thing in the sense that...
I have to say, though, having been not a mascot, but, you know, the thing that I was, the character that I was, yes. Which I'm not allowed to say, because obviously that character is real.
Yeah.
It's very hot in there, and I wish, apparently, some people do just wear pants.
Right, well, there we are. See, so there's no crime. And you're liking it to the fact that if you weren't wearing any boxers today, well, it'd be quite hard to get your trousers off.
But I feel I'm looking at you in a weird way.
This
now
is easy access.
Like,
well, I'm like, sorry if I've offended everybody.
That's the whole point.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I'm about to announce my new thing to you. You know, sometimes when the weather's rubbish, and let's face it, it has been this summer, I don't know if everyone else does this, but you put on some foreign music to make yourself feel like you're on holiday. Anyone done that?
No, not me.
Yeah, I do it quite a lot. Listen to the Greek radio.
Yes. And then sometimes I might even put some suntan cream on so you get that smell of holiday, especially when the sun is lacking here. What? That's not weird.
Do you do that as well?
Yeah, I have done. Sometimes I use aftersun instead of my normal moisturiser just to make me feel like I'm abroad.
I also do that.
Yeah.
I found a new thing that makes me really relaxed. I found an internet radio station that just... plays music like what you hear in spas. This is it. This is what they're playing right now. Oh. Imagine, like, some scented candles.
Are you trying to seduce me?
I could easily.
No.
Just do the zip.
It does feel weird.
It's lush, though, isn't it?
Well, what are you doing when you're listening to it?
I have it on all the time now around the house.
Oh, right, so you're not lying down, like, doing a meditation, you are...
No, I'm just, like, washing the dishes.
Not sat in the lotus.
Massaging himself. No, I'm like, his shoulders. And
I am not massaging myself.
Doing like that thing where people pretend like they're kissing.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that. I just find it really relaxing. And sometimes when I'm a little bit stressed, I need that. I'll have this on all around the house. And this is all they play all the time. 24/7.
So is this your new favourite kind of music?
I would say yes. There's another one coming on. Yeah, there we are. It's changed now.
Is this got adverts, this radio station? Because I quite like it. You just get really relaxed. It's like, calm down to Bob's Bedding. Bob's Bedding on so-and-so road. 50% off all the divans.
Plenty of free parking. Now, occasionally they go, this is your relaxation station.
So where's the presenter? Is he asleep?
They don't have...
yeah, he went a long time ago.
They don't play Innuendo Bingo on here.
They should.
It'd be like really slow-mo, like...
Oh, buffering.
You see, this would stress me out.
Oh, it'll be back in a sec. Anyway, I'm thinking this would be a great DJ set.
Right, is this what you're going to do?
This could be my new thing. Because, you know, you've got to move on. Oh, we're back. You've got to move on. I can easily play Rihanna and David Guetta for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But it's gone again. But...
this is more stressful than, like, not having any music, the buffering.
Oh, what about if, let's say, I went to Zante this weekend and just played this out in the club?
I think that would be brilliant. Because it would be the last thing they expect.
We'll light some candles. Make some noise. Actually, don't make any noise.
Thing is, people expect David Guetta and Rihanna from your DJ sets,
they? This is new.
This is the new sound of Scott Mills.
2,000 people.
Hands in the air.
No hands in the air. They're not doing anything.
No hands in the air.
They're all just lying down on the floor probably with their palms turned up.
I think it's a good idea.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Apologies to anyone that I made feel a bit tired at work with my spa music. I'll just carry on listening then, and I'll just carry on playing songs on Radio 1. You'll be listening to David Guetta. I'll be listening to An Ambient Life. That's the current track on at the moment. Right, James off Southampton says, Becky should totally be on adverts. I want a bed from Bob's Beds. Bob's Beds.
It was really hard when I did that, because, you know, like, when you listen to radio, you obviously know all the adverts, but you can't be on Radio 1 doing an advert for an actual advert.
No.
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
So I had to quickly make up Bob's Beds.
Oh, so it doesn't actually exist?
No, not that I know of.
Probably
the
does.
One that doesn't speak to now on bobsbeds.com. No, don't go to that, because it
case.
Might be rude.
It might be one.
Might be Bob.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Oh. This music means it's time for Dear Scott. Wasn't on yesterday, but the Posh Radio 4 Lady is back today with the stuff that you're saying this week.
Dear Scott, Chris, no point saying hello to Becky because she's never there.
Hello.
PR4L, TOTDS, and whoever else is there. As a dedicated listener to the show, I love playing along to all the different games you have, and I had 50 Scott Mills points, which I was very happy about. When you were on holiday last week, Grimmy was covering for you. He was handing out lots of points all over the shop, and I managed to get 150 from answering 3 correct answers.
Were you here with Grimmy last week? Anybody?
Yeah.
Why do you let him do this?
Because he does that face of like, oh...
God, please, I'm sick.
Yeah. And then he's like, I'll get you a coffee with a famous person's name on it. And you're like, yeah, okay, cool.
Seriously, that's giving out 200 pints to be sick. Be like megalols.
I got an Azealia Banks mocker out of that.
But it's not... Like, he's making a mockery of the whole point system.
Please tell me if I'm allowed these points, because I feel I should only have got 10 points from each one. Sorry for the long email, I just want to clear this up.
See, people are saying they should have got less points. I can't take them off you, that would be cruel.
No.
So you can keep them, but this has to have some order sooner or later.
How about we have, like, an honesty box, and if people want to return them for moral reasons, they can. Do you see what I mean?
I'm happy with that. Also, why were you giving out Scott Mills points for about 20 minutes willy-nilly on Twitter last night, Becky?
Well, I don't know. I just thought, do you know what? Those times when you just think, what's actually going to happen to me if I do this? And nothing did. Like, I think you just tweeted back going, oi. And that was it. There was, like, no punishment or anything. So I just thought, well, you know. And then people were saying that they were going to tell you. And I was like, okay, 50 Scott Mills points if you keep your mouth shut. And then they were like, okay, cool. They're so easily blackmailed, our listeners. It's brilliant.
I saw you give 1,000 to somebody.
Yeah, they asked nicely.
I think they were knock-off points anyway, so right, don't worry.
Are they fake?
Yeah.
There's Love no the show, way you'd be able to tell the
Rob,
difference.
In Aberdeen.
Oh, thanks, Rob, for that last bit there. And next email.
Hey, Scott. Just heard Chris talking about Alan the Fisherman and his Spanish. It's not actually Spanish. Guitar. That's my dad.
So this is Chris's fisherman's friend's son. The guy that he met up with last week on his week off after finding him on the internet and meeting him at 6 a.m. in a car park and then went fishing with him. Alan, his name.
Yeah.
Is he all right?
Yeah.
I've attached a picture of him with a big whopper, brackets fish, so Chris can verify it's him.
Okay. Would you be able to tell Alan by that whopper?
Yes, it is him.
I emailed my dad to ask if he'd had a fishing client called Chris, and he just emailed back saying, yeah, he works for the BBC or something. I was like, Dad, he works on the biggest station in Europe. He was just like, yeah, he's so casual.
I love Alan and his chilled out approach.
Anyway, if anyone else wants a fishing lesson or a not Spanish guitar lesson, I'm sure he can sort you out. Perhaps we can combine the two and call it gishing. Or maybe not. Love you, bye. Liam Tompkins, son of Alan the Fisherman.
Listen how proud he is of that as well, and I would be, if that was my dad. Chilling out, catching some fish. When are you seeing Alan again?
Well, I mean...
Or do you find it awkward
I
now?
I wanted to see him soon.
Now his son is emailed in, do you find that a little bit uncomfortable?
I just think it's all going to be awkward when we
meet
up.
Are you doing the game
now.
On him?
No, I'm not.
Oh, right.
No.
Is he did sound like that awkward time where like you don't want to call him first, you might be waiting for him to call you, you turn up to the next fishing thing in a sombrero.
No, I was hoping he would become my friend, but...
But what?
I think you're ruining it for me now, both of you, because you're talking it up too much, to the point where it's now going to be awkward when I meet him in the car park
again. It won't be like, awkward.
I mean, I can't meet him in a car park again now, can I?
Why not?
You can do what you want, Chris.
And it's just going to be all sorts of... innuendo every time, like I get the rod out. I know I'm going to be thinking now. Scott and Becky will be laughing at this. I catch a small trout. It'll be
trout.
It's too much.
Next,
hello Chris and the team. Just heard Monday's daily podcast and would love to go fishing with Chris if you're up for it. Anyway, love the show and glad you're back. From Ben, aged 11 and a half, off of Malvern in Worcester. Please reply.
There we are. 11-year-old wants to go fishing with you.
He's probably better than me.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. He can give you some lessons.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Yeah, if he wants.
That was easy. And next on Dear Scott.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L. I was randomly browsing the internet the other day and came across the utterly hilarious Scott Mills the Musical. I remember watching it at the time, and after watching it again, it got me thinking, whatever happened to the cast? Did Joe, Laurie and the rest ever make it after their big break at the Edinburgh Festival? Maybe you could do a Where Are They Now segment. Just a thought. Mike, off of Scott's hometown, Eastleigh. Sadly with no Pinot Grigio.
Well, I can tell you that since Scott Mills the Musical at the Edinburgh Festival in 2009, some of the cast are still working. The person who played me in the musical, Joe, has been on a mobile phone advert in Spain. Oh. Yeah. And the person who plays Becky, I see her in loads of stuff.
She's been on a cider advert. She was in that ITV Titanic show.
Oh, that was good.
I've seen her in other stuff.
Yeah, I've seen her a lot. I think I've seen her in Casualty. She pops up all over the place. Yeah, so there's two of them there that are still working after the musical.
The one who played Chappers, he writes... loads of like amazing TV comedy stuff
with Mitchell and Webb.
Yeah, so he did something on Channel 5 recently and I was like proper laughing and I saw like, oh, it's written by him. So I had to text and say, you're actually funny.
He is quite funny. So there we are. So that's what happened to the cast.
No, but like, you know when you're laughing at someone too, you're like, ha ha ha, and then you're like, oh, my friend did that. That's quite cool. The Scott
Mills Daily. Hello, Nick Grimshaw.
Hi, Scott Mills.
Right, let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Today it's very simple, you're playing against Chris and it's a game of who's that tweeting? Celebrities, they just love to tweet. But who said what from this lot?
Oh, what's a kidding?
10 Scott Mills for points for everyone you get right. Here is your first...
just 10 Scott Mills.
Just 10 Scott Mills. Here's your first one. What celebrity said this? Play along at home, you can get yourself some points.
Give me a break. I was 50 Shades of Grey before it was cool.
Who said that? Once again.
Give me a break. I was 50 Shades of Grey before it was cool.
Annie Nightingale?
I was going to guess Pete Tong.
Okay, good. So, are those your final answers?
Yes.
Nick Grimshaw says, Radio 1's Annie Nightingale, MBE. And
is she actually MBE?
Actually is.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, if June Sarpong is, Nightingale should be.
Is Sarpong an MBE?
She's got a something BE. OBE. Definitely. I don't know why.
Right, cool.
I think she knows Kofi Annan.
How's she black that?
Well, that's all it takes sometimes. If you know Annan, you're on. Anyway, the answer is not Pete Tong or MBE Annie Nightingale. It was
Philip Schofield.
Easy when you know.
Oh, yeah, because grey hair.
You know?
Oh, Schof.
Good old Schof.
Oh, at Schof.
I like it that he has occasional proper rants on Twitter, which I really enjoy.
Have you ever had a Twitter rant?
Yes, sometimes,
you have, yeah.
Yeah, have you?
I don't think I ever have had a Twitter rant.
You should, no, it's fun.
Maybe I'll have one this afternoon.
Do it while you're on air.
Should I do it at Chris?
Well, yeah, you can do, but yeah. A bit harsh, maybe.
I'm going to start it. 1 of 27.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so the first one was Philip Schofield. I'll have some more. Who's that tweeting? Neck. Actually, let's do one now. So, who... I didn't think they were ready, but they are. Who in the world of Twitter said this?
I can now flick my bangs. Not heavy bangs, light bangs. Flicky.
Light flicky bangs.
Flicky bangs.
Flicky bangs.
And again.
I can now flick my bangs. Not heavy bangs, light bangs. Flicky.
Now what's a bang, Grimmy?
A bang is what an American calls their fringe. So right. I'll demonstrate for you.
I knew
no
you'd
bangs.
Knew that.
Bangs.
Right.
No bangs. Bangs.
All right, so just a fringe in the face.
So
just
American.
For Chris. Yeah. I'm going to say... They sound quite jovial, don't they?
Mm.
I might say it is, although not an American, but in America a lot, so we'll know that word bangs. That ginger lady from Devil Wears Prada.
Who?
What's her name? Emily Blunt.
Oh, Emily Blunt. Yeah.
Oh, right. Flip my bangs.
Yeah.
Flip my bangs.
I'm trying to think of an American, which is for some reason proven different. Whenever I think America, my natural go-to on this game is Donald Trump.
Could be Trump.
I mean, it...
Because he would know take bangs. It on and off, can't he?
That's true.
I'm just going to go with that.
Okay, I like it that... In the absence of any American, when your mind goes blank, you immediately
you
revert
panic.
To Donald Trump when you panic. The answer is...
Davina McCall.
Oh, she knows the bangs.
She knows the bangs, McCall.
When you meet Martina Navratilova and she says, are you going to say something funny? It's best to say more than, I nearly dropped my tea.
Okay. So that's obviously someone that's met Martina Navratilova.
I can't say that name.
Go on.
Try
it.
Martina I don't know what it is.
Navratilova?
Navratilova.
No, really not. Navratilova.
When you meet Martina Navratilova and she says, are you going to say something funny? It's best to say more than, I nearly dropped my tea.
Who?
I'm saying,
that?
At Claire Balding.
Good shout.
I love Claire Balding.
Mm-hmm, me too. A bit obsessed.
I actually am.
Is Sue Barr on Twitter? Is Sue Barker?
Sue Barr?
Sue Barr?
Sue Barr?
You call her for short?
That's what I call her, yeah.
It's a close pal of Chris's, actually, is Sue Barker.
Yeah.
Hey, Sue Barr.
Sue Barker? Is she...
Is that your answer?
I'm going to go Sue Barker, yeah.
The answer is...
Miranda Hart.
Miranda Hart.
No points. Next.
When someone's ringtone is the same sound as your alarm and you hear it and you're like, what? I'm awake! I'm awake!
Who said that?
I'm going to go for at Marina and the Diamonds.
Chris.
I'm going to go...
At?
At to Lisa Konstolov... No, is that...
I think she's at the female boss, is she?
Oh, is
no,
she?
I don't know.
To Lisa...
Konstolovolos.
It's really going well for you.
It's looking good, isn't it?
The answer is...
Connor Maynard.
Oh,
where did I know that?
Who knew Conor Maynard was fun?
I know.
It's great, isn't it?
And next.
Think about it. X-rays are the only way to find out if you have, like, something crazy inside you, like a spoon or something.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my
See,
God.
Because I know who it is, it's... Yeah.
Is it obvious?
It makes sense. Well, kind of.
Is it Jedward?
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. It's got Jedward written all over it.
Think about it. X-rays are the only way to find out if you have, like, something crazy inside you, like a spoon or something.
What's your answer?
Jedward.
The answer?
No, Jedward, yeah.
Jedward!
Yes.
Of course.
Of course. 10 Scott Mills points to each of you.
Yes.
And here is the last one on Who's That Tweeting? Celebrities just love to tweet, but do you know who this is?
At Doctors. They have to put a camera down my throat. What will they see down there? Jeepers. All my lost belongings, a few souls, a bat.
I know this one because I thought it was really funny. I think it's at Florence and at the machine.
So I guess that's... I'm going to go...
Good to go Donald Trump again.
I'm going to go Lee Ryan.
I love your thought process.
If it's not Trump, it's Ryan.
The answer is...
Florence Welsh. Yeah.
There we are. Well done, Grimmy.
There you go. Thanks. Saw that one yesterday.
Yeah. So 20 points for Nick and 10 points for Chris. Let us know how you did. BBC Radio 1.